Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to East York's number one Degrassi podcast with your hosts, Linda Burke and Katie Durant. Now, let's get back to class.
Laughing over our extremely long intro to the show.
Yeah.
And we're just talking about how maybe the Cliff Divers could record us a new and improved one.
And
we think Katie has an in.
Yeah, I'm sure they can.
Yeah. Hello, yeah. Everybody.
Hi.
Hi, we're back. Welcome to spring, even though it's almost summer. I hope everybody's doing well. We are back in the podcast game today because we're talking about Degrassi Palooza.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's so much to update on Degrassi Palooza because when we were recording our podcast, like earlier last summer, we were kind of like, oh, is there going to be this Degrassi Palooza?
There's some energy.
There's energy. You could feel that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And then we stopped recording, and then in December we did a podcast episode, and they had just announced it.
I believe we called our Christmas episode.
Yes. at that point, Degrassi Palooza was at Centennial College.
So when, I'm really bad at this, so Katie knows everything about Degrassi, and I know enough, right? But I'm really bad with social media, that's why Katie does everything. But what, oh my god, I can't remember what I'm talking about. Degrassi Palooza. When did it start? Like, when was it first announced?
I think that Pat was hinting at things last summer.
Okay.
And it was announced sometime in the fall. I don't remember. But
right. Okay, good. I don't either.
Yeah, it's okay.
I just thought it was my excessive use of marijuana.
Someone listening to our podcast would be like, it was announced on this date.
Yeah, well, let us know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's kind of, when I heard about it, I was like, what is this going to be? But yeah. Now that it's getting closer, I'm actually getting really excited about it.
It seems far more real now.
So what events have you been to before? Like, because Katie's the total, like, I don't.
I'm the big Degrassi
nerd. Yeah.
So I went to a Degrassi convention, I guess they called it, back in 1999. So it's like 20 years ago. I was a teenager at the time. And it was put on by fans. There was a fan who was from Montreal who connected with a fan in California. And they decided to do the Degrassi convention. Early days of the internet. So everybody's just connecting through the internet, right? Like, you know, but not everybody had the internet. The '90s.
Yeah, no, it's true.
But I remember looking up Degrassi stuff online because I was such a big Degrassi nerd and still am. And I heard about this Degrassi Palooza. I was living in Welland, Ontario at the time, and my friends and I were like, we're going. And we stayed at my uncle's place that is right by Centennial College. And we all went, and it was crazy. Darren Brown, who played Dwayne,
yep,
came. Kathy Keene, who played Liz. Miss Avery.
Yeah.
Michelle Goodeve. Dan Wood, who played Mr. Radich.
They're the OGs. Like.
And you know who else was there? I forgot about this. Oh, wait, no. There was also the actor who played Scott, Kathleen's abusive boyfriend, ew, which was kind of creepy.
Gross.
But there was Mr. Garcia was there.
I remember. Mr. Garcia.
Do you remember?
Yeah,
you know Mr. Garcia?
Wow.
Degrassi Junior High. Yeah.
And, cool.
Yeah. So Mr. Garcia was there. I wonder where he is today.
Oh, maybe we'll add him to our list.
Yeah.
What else? What other? You went on the Jonavision show.
Jonavision show was like the big Degrassi reunion at that time. And
right.
I think it was recorded in like 2000.
I've had the biggest crush on Jonavision for like years.
Oh, yeah.
And once
Jonathan
I saw,
Torrance?
Oh, absolutely. Total boner.
Yeah,
and
that's
he
hilarious.
Actually, once I saw him in, I saw him when he was in the Dr. Phil audience.
No way.
On TV. So
oh
if I ever meet him, I'm going to be like, oh, I saw
you on Dr. Phil.
Oh, I just about peed my pants.
That's insane.
Yeah,
that's
it
so
was
funny.
Awesome. So how was the show there when you went?
It was crazy. I remember there was like big lineups, lots of fans. That like, okay, because the Degrassi convention only had like maybe 30 at most fans there.
Right.
Right? So then we went to the Jonavision taping and there were just like hundreds of us trying to get in for the Degrassi episode.
Oh my God, I love it.
And we were near the back of the line, but somehow like we got let in and we ended up finding like perfect seats. And there were people who had to stand out of the recording studio and just watch it on monitors because they couldn't get in.
Where did they film it?
There were so many fans there. It was at the CBC building downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And it was great because afterwards they let us like meet and mingle. And we
touch
got,
them.
We got pictures and autographs. And I still have some of my pictures from that day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You have to find those and post them on the Instagram account.
I have found a few of them, but I don't know what happened in the majority of them. I had this really cute picture of me with Dayo Ade, BLT.
You could have had
it
before
so
and after.
Because now I could show him.
I was
you
stalking
know.
You years ago
yeah,
before I stalked you last summer.
Before I went
summer.
To California and met you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it was such a fun day. Like, this is the thing. When I think about my years as a teenager, like, honestly, Degrassi is all that I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Watching it at home
yeah.
and going to these events.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, that's
love
those
it.
Are my best high school memories.
So the only thing that I did at extracurricular with Degrassi was actually make porn. Like take porn images and attach Degrassi's head, their heads on porn. Because my little brother and I had a an email war to try to find the most disgusting thing to send. Like when you're open it, you're the most surprised by.
I didn't grow up with brothers. So
yeah,
like,
and my
what?
Brother's like the youngest in the gene pool, so you can only imagine. But I made like it literally was like Stephanie K bent over the top of a car.
Oh my God.
And Joey Jeremiah was the one with her. Weird, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a bit weird, but
yeah.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just obsessed with Photoshop.
Doing Photoshop. And, oh, well, speaking of, it's, like, so funny because I was into Photoshop, too, when I was in high school. But, I mean, I haven't touched it since,
yeah.
really. And you know who's really into Photoshop? Pat Mastriani. All of the Degrassi Palooza images that he like photoshops and posts.
Photoshop,
yeah,
Photoshop.
Yeah, he's into the Photoshop.
Wait, I want him to make some porn and then we'll challenge
yeah.
him. Hilarious. So what do you think about the venue change?
So At first I was kind of nervous because I was afraid I think he said there were only going to be 200 tickets and I was like, well, that
scare factor.
We might not be able to go. I'm a little disappointed because we live in the neighborhood where Centennial College Degrassi High is. So it was like awesome to think that
like we live right there.
This crazy event is happening right around the corner from where we live.
Yeah.
So I was a little disappointed because I was like, oh, it's not going to be as easy to get to. And it's by the airport.
Yeah.
So like the airport, if you've never been to Toronto, it's kind of on the outskirts. You're not downtown. Obviously, because you're at an airport, but
yeah.
It's I think harder for people to get downtown.
Yes.
Say they want to go visit some of the landmarks,
as opposed to Centennial College, where you and I can get downtown in half an hour.
Exactly, or
like,
less.
Or less.
Yeah, or you can walk there.
Yeah,
right? You can walk to the neighborhoods where all
yeah,
the,
you're right.
the scenes were shot. So, you know, that was a little, I guess, maybe disappointing, but you know, the fact that he can have as many people as are going to go.
And that's it,
Palooza.
Right?
There's no, I don't know if there's a cutoff of how many tickets they sell and then it closes, but it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like they have lots of room. So that's good.
Yeah.
And there's, like, you know, I guess a better space to host the different events and talks. Sometimes.
Especially with all the people that are coming. So we have, we just kind of compiled, well, when I say we did, it's, Katie does all the work here. So the list of actors we have from the show that are coming are Spike, Amanda Septo. Is it Desich? I'm horrible. This is how bad of a fan I am. Angela and Maureen, the twins, Heather and Erica. Mm-hmm. Arlene Lott. I mean, who doesn't love Arlene Lott?
Yay!
Bill Parrott.
Who actually, Shane. His name was Bill Parrott in the credits.
Oh, sorry, Billy Parrott.
But it's Billy Parrott now, which I find weird because some, you
he's
know,
changed.
Any Billy I know was Billy when they were young and turned into Bill later, but he's gone from Bill to Billy.
Well, it's kind of like dating a Johnny. I dated Johnny.
Yeah. Yeah, more so than a John.
Than a John. It's like John. So maybe he's just going for it to get the chicks.
And is he a real estate agent?
I think so.
So he's like,
let's pretend we don't know. We know. We stalked him.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Kathy Keenan. Who doesn't love Kathy Keenan?
Yes.
Diane. Krista Erudotu.
Yeah.
Mr. Radich. Who doesn't love some Radich? Darren Brown.
Yay!
A lot of friends know Darren Brown.
Because they
all work in the movie industry, like my ex-boyfriend and stuff. David Parcells. Oh, Claude. He's the hot number, man. I bet you everyone is freaking out over that.
Oh, I know I am.
Yeah. BLT.
Yeah.
JC Hunter.
Amy.
Love it. Judy Shiner, art director.
She was, okay, so she did the costumes, and you're probably thinking, oh, what costumes were there? Or wardrobe, I guess. Not really costumes.
Well, Rick's jackets alone.
Well,
they had to make those.
Apparently, Craig Driscoll, who played Rick, had to make them.
Oh, he actually did?
He did. That's his art on the jacket.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
But Judy was probably the one who said, go home and color on this jacket.
That's Oscar.
Make this picture of a,
questions to ask.
A bird or something on the back of his jacket. She, I guess, also,
that's
like,
awesome.
You know, probably, I'm guessing, there's a lot of posters in the background when you watch Degrassi Junior High and Degrassi High. I'm assuming that she had something to do with those posters, too.
Okay.
Like, Pat, you know, he had all the Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah.
I doubt he had those from
the fedoras.
Home. Yeah, like, she picked those out at thrift stores.
Oh, totally.
One of Pat's shirts, or Joey Jeremiah's shirts, from Degrassi Junior High,
don't get them
I realized...
mixed up.
My boyfriend actually has the exact same shirt. I'm like...
And on their special nights, she makes them...
Put this on!
Yes.
Let's role play. Am I Caitlin or
there
Tessa?
There you go, folks.
Yeah.
A little porn every which way here. So the writer, Catherine Ellis, and more. Our sweet Tessa. Kristen Bourne, Kit Hood, Maureen McKay, Michelle, and Miss Avery, OG, Stephanie Kay, Nicole Stoffman, Vula, Nikki Kameni, Pat, obviously, Rebecca Haynes. That's who I'm actually really, I can't wait to go to, shocking, the cannabis talk, but I think it's cool. And then obviously Stacey Mistysyn, and then Yik Yu, Saluk, and then Snake.
Yeah.
Stefan. Yeah. Recently married.
That's recently married. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, that's the whole rundown of the cast that are going to be in attendance.
I was excited, too, when I saw more of the updates of how many people joined in. I did like how they changed it where, like, one was added. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought that was really clever. I really
liked it.
And
it's been really cool that, like, Pat has got them to do little recordings and releases them, I think, every Tuesday, where they just are, like, talking about how pumped they are for Degrassi Palooza. That's been a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
Today, I don't know if you watched today's, it was Stefan Snake.
No, I have zero data.
I bet that Michelle was the one who recorded it.
Aww.
So cute. Anyways.
Love them. Aww. Okay, so who do we want to see? Who's missing?
Who do we want to see? I want to see Clutch.
Yeah, everybody wants to see Clutch.
Like,
you're going to see him in our hotel room about 12:30. Oh!
Yeah, Clutch.
Just joking. Yeah.
Clutch, I always had a crush on, so it would have been cute to see him.
Maybe there's going to be surprise guests like WrestleMania or like...
Yeah!
Do you know what I mean? Like, we don't know.
Yeah, totally.
There could be surprise guests. Dwayne's crew, Nick and Tabby.
Nick and Tabby, they
should
be there.
But we did see Tabby last summer.
Yes, we did. And Nick George Shakur, I went to a fitness class of his.
Yes.
So I just am like, I don't know. I wonder if they were invited to Degrassi Palooza, because when they were, okay, we'll get more into the photo ops and things like that. But if I wanted a picture at Degrassi Palooza, it would be Dwayne, Nick, Tabby, and me.
How much would you pay for that?
Oh, I would pay
$75,000.
Yes.
How much? Like 200?
No. I would pay 50.
Okay.
I don't even know.
I'll write that down.
Yeah.
Cool.
Vivian Wong, our friend Colleen Lamb, she's not there.
She'll be there.
I messaged her about other things recently, but like not Degrassi related.
She'll be there.
We've actually become friends. And so we talk about things other than Degrassi. So I'll have to ask her.
It's cute. She made us this adorable shirt, mm-hmm. and I washed it the other day.
Aww.
All ready to go for the weekend.
I wear it a lot.
Do you? That's yeah. awesome. Brother and sister. Arthur and Dorothy, Duncan and Annabelle Waugh.
Yeah.
I love them. We just
have
love
you
them.
Seen, like, I think, I don't know if we've talked about,
your love Duncan. Of Duncan Waugh.
Have we
Katie
talked
has
about,
a crush.
And you know what? I don't have to worry. My boyfriend doesn't listen to the podcast. So,
go for it.
So yeah, no, he's turned out to be a very attractive looking man. Yeah.
Katie has a sweet spot.
I do.
I also have a sweet spot for Melanie. Everyone would want Melanie.
Yes.
Sending her love and wishes. And,
yes, Sarah.
Love. Oh, Doris Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Doris Bell.
I think Doris Bell should have made it to Degrassi Palooza.
Yeah. We talk about this a lot and him a lot. Craig Driscoll.
Yes.
He's awesome. Like to follow on any social media.
Yeah.
He's fun. He's honest. He's cool. He's straight up.
He's super open.
Like his vasectomy talk was, but it was, what dudes do that?
Yeah.
Do you know
exactly.
what I mean? He's like straight up. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I would be able to put a picture of my swollen balls on here, but I can't. I was like,
yeah. Gangster. And instead he posted a picture of like him in his boxers with a bag of ice on his crotch.
Cool. Like he's just cool. LD.
Amanda Cook. So she's a bit of a mystery.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't stalked her like you have.
Oh, okay. Well, Amanda Cook, there's probably a lot of Amanda Cooks out there.
Yeah, that's true. That's
There was someone who was saying that the singer was Amanda Cook. On one of the Degrassi communities, and I was like,
"That's cool."
I was like, "That's not her."
Oh yeah, no.
I think I might have gotten into a little argument about the fact that it is not her.
Hey, facts are facts, man.
I was like, "No." So, anyways, she was on a home reno show. When was it? I don't know, like early 2000s, mid 2000s.
A home reno
like
show.
At least 10 years.
Okay.
Someone like recorded recording from their TV of her on it. So it is her. I can confirm it's her. But nobody knows where she is or what she's been up to. I think it was recorded in Vancouver or somewhere on the West Coast. So
she's
maybe she's
that.
There. I don't know.
Simon and Alexa.
Yeah.
I want Simon and Alexa to show up in their wedding outfits.
Yes.
And surprise us
Simon
on stage.
Hair, the curly hair.
Yeah. So where are they? Dave James.
Yes.
AKA Mike in Mike and the Drifters. Mike Nelson.
Yeah.
/ Duke from the Kids at Degrassi.
Yeah. I just, I want to, like, I'm a retarded teacher. Like, you know, I was like... Don't let those retarded teachers boss you around.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So, I want to meet him.
Let's see if he does it again in public.
Yes. You know,
and then Y. Lee. Katie's been obsessed with Y. Lee.
I think, and honestly, I'll be, like, completely honest with you that I have not... The only reason I'm obsessed with him is because of the In Love with a Girl Named Spike podcast. The fact that they love him. Made me like, oh my God.
That's pretty cool. Oh I should God. Love him more.
What an underappreciated character.
Yeah, thank you
How
for bringing
random.
This to light.
And like, I found him on Facebook. And it's definitely him.
Love
oh
it.
Oh my God, I sound like such a Degrassi stalker.
Yeah, we're all stalkers. Facebook is for stalking. That's what it's for. Okay, question. Mm-hmm. Who do you think was asked but declined the invite?
Oh.
I know, Mr. Colby.
Mr. Colby?
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
And then I'd end up with him at late night at the bar.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Probably a lot of people. I mean, people are maybe not wanting to be part of it. or, you know, people that you work with, sometimes you don't want to go back or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, like...
I don't know inside scoop here. I'm just saying, like, work some workplaces, you have to remember, oh, yeah, it was a workplace. I don't want to be associated.
Even high school, like, I didn't have a terrible time in high school, but if you asked me to go to my high school reunion, like, I'd be like, no, not interested.
Yeah, you have a high school reunion every day on your Facebook.
Yeah.
So why am I having to see you in person and to actually talk to you when I can just pretend... Yeah. Everyone can pretend their life is great.
Yeah.
So, do you want to take this?
Yeah. Yeah. So, who do you wish was at Degrassi Palooza?
Katie asked all you fancy people.
Yeah.
And L_beat_Merrill said Kathleen's mother.
I don't think that's a stretch that, you know, she's not going to be there. She could be there because she's Stefan Berggren's mother. And... I'm sure that he's told his parents.
Oh, his real mother?
Yeah, his real mother.
Whoa.
Whoa, you didn't know this?
No.
Real mother. Like, and so I think he's probably told his parents that he's going to Degrassi Palooza, and obviously they probably know about it. How crazy would it be if she just like walked in like she was a guest, like just like attending Degrassi Palooza and be like, oh my God. Oh my God, it's Kathleen's mom.
Can she show up in character and be like completely wasted?
Yes!
That I want to see.
Yeah.
Pretty cool dudette is Arthur. Hearts. Yeah. Totes. Broomheads, Lucy and Maya, love it.
Yeah.
Great answer.
Rosabelle Faye, of course, she says Sarah Ballingall, Michael Carey, and Amanda Cook, who we just talked about.
So Melanie, Simon, and LD.
Yeah. And also Duncan. Yep. Anais and Irene. So that's also Lucy and... Arthur, Lucy, and Alexa. Sorry.
There we go. No, it's all good. Nichewitch 9.
Yeah.
Sarah Blingle. Edison Twins Clutch.
Yeah, another Clutch fan.
Watch out, Edison Twins. We got some competition. Alcastans, what the heck? Lucy. Love that. Katie Hoglund, Melanie. Sherry Galinsky, Lucy. I read the article about her life growing up. It was good. It was in Toronto Life. Mm-hmm. I loved her character, and she had a good head on her shoulders. And Wheels. Neil was gone too soon. It would have been amazing to have met him.
Aww.
Rachel. I surely wish Susan Nielsen would be there, because it's her character, Luella, I love the most. Plus, she's an amazing author and storyteller. We completely agree with you, Rachel. And I'm looking forward to the cosplay quest for the best event, because I'm going cosplay as Ella herself. Preach, sister. Preach.
Yeah.
Cosplay is going to be great.
Yeah. Can I just... Okay, I'm just going to stop for a second. At this one Degrassi event I went to, it was one of the screenings. I don't know if it was the one that you went to. This girl had... It wasn't cosplay, but it was like... She had a shirt and it had Clearasil, UNICEF, Skippy, Dips. Like all the labels of all the product placement... Hostess chips, everything, like from Degrassi on this one shirt.
Did she use the iron-on transfers?
No, she had like actual packages.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was insane.
So she's like glue gunned them to her shirt.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I regret not talking to her. Well, I hope she's at the event and I hope she wears a shirt.
Find us. Find us, shirt lady.
Yeah.
So we asked the fans, who are you most excited to see? Fan input, who are you most excited to meet? Who do you wish was there? I think I'm just reading.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
no, it's all good. Katie Hogan, the twins. Edison Twins, the twins. Broomheads, the twins. Uncle Stan's Arlene, Amanda, and the twins. Nichewitch 9, Pat and Nicole and Amanda. And Rosabelle Faye, actors. Adorable.
Yeah.
So, twins went on that.
Yeah.
Twins are the coolest.
Maureen and Angela, be prepared. You're going to be bombarded.
Well, they were, I don't know, they were
Who
cool.
are you most excited to meet, Linda?
I don't like meeting people.
No.
I don't like meeting celebrities. It freaks me out. I can't handle it.
Oh, see.
So I don't do very well. Like, I'll talk to them, but I don't. Like, I panic.
Oh, I just act totally embarrassing and giddy.
I know, but that's because you're a true fan, right?
And, like, I'm most excited about David Purcell's Claude.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know. It's weird. I never thought that I would meet him.
People are going to freak out when they see him.
Oh, my God.
Maybe like, he'll get in a character and shoot himself in front of all of us.
I just want the boots, the skull boots. Like,
you know what? They're gonna have a sense of humor with it.
Yeah.
Okay, so fan experiences. Let's get to talk about.
Oh my gosh, there are so many fan experiences that are happening within like what 48 hours of when the convention's happening.
Yeah, I'm probably just gonna be in our hotel room eating chips.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to come over, no, don't worry, I'm getting out.
Yeah. So on Friday there is the bus tour. So the bus tour, I believe it's sold out at this point, but it's basically.
What are the numbers on the bus tour?
You know what? That I don't know. I think maybe there are two buses. So it takes you to Degrassi Junior High and Degrassi High.
Right.
And I think they might drive down Degrassi Street as well. It's hosted by Pat Mastroianni, and I think he might have like another actor on there with him.
That's cool.
I don't know if it's a surprise or not. Maybe it's Stacey Mystician. I don't know.
Who knows?
But yeah, so there's that. That's going on Friday. But really, like, the actual event doesn't really start until Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday's, like, the main day.
There are group panels, cast panels. There's autograph sessions. There's each day, there's a cast buffet.
So that's each day?
So it's a Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
Different actors on each day so that you can, like, pay for both.
So you can go, you can have lunch with them. With different members.
Yes.
Okay.
And I believe there's 8 on each day. So, you know, I guess that's 16 in total that you'd get you get to talk to. And then you get a free lunch too. Well, it's not free. It's like you
part
pay
of it.
For it, right? It's $50. I think that's the best value.
I think it's a great
price. Of
all
the things during the
event. Because
you're
going to get fed.
You get food. Exactly. And you get to like talk to the people for... The actors, sorry, not the people.
Yep.
The actors.
No, we get it.
Yeah.
So
I think that's cool.
We're recommending that as the best deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's
see. There's the selfies.
So
we'll talk more about pricing, I think, coming up. But
yeah, it's coming up. We're just chatting.
Yeah. So there's you can get selfies. Okay, so just a rundown of the cast panels. There is a cast teacher panel. There is diversity in television. Kathy Keenan Wellness, Mindfulness, and Yoga. Rebecca Haynes-Saw, Cannabis Education. And there's a Kids of Degrassi Street panel.
That's cool.
That's
cool.
So cool.
Like, I love that they're like, yeah, no, this is what we're doing now. And hey, everybody, like,
yeah.
I love it. It's great. It's the spirit of Degrassi.
Yeah, totally. I think I am most excited about the cast panels and attending them. But I also have signed up to be a volunteer at the event. And my biggest fear is that I'm going to miss all the cast panels. I really, like, of all the cast panels, I really want to be able to attend the Kids of Degrassi.
Why don't
one.
I just swap with you and then I can pretend that, like, if we just swapped for an hour, they're not going to know. Like, who's you? I'll just, like... You know,
that's not
go to the gym
idea.
Straight for a month, lose some pounds and be Katie.
No, but I doubt I have a pass with my picture on it. So you could just like, I'll be like, hey, Linda, I need to go attend this panel. Can you pretend to be me?
Yeah.
And we'll do like whatever job they give me.
Heather and Erica would do it.
Yes. We'll pull a Heather
Let's
and
do
Erica.
It. Too bad we're announcing it here. So other things that are going on, school's out screening. Cam Gordon bully panel.
Oh,
like,
somehow that ended up in the wrong part. Yes, Cam Gordon bully panel.
Yeah,
talking about bullying.
That's awesome.
I hope Dwayne is there.
I think he is. Like, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a DJ 80s dance party at Lone Star. We will be there.
We will.
Yes.
Yeah.
A hotel room and a Lone Star. Katie and I are down. A silent auction.
And I think the proceeds go to... Oh, this is bad. I don't know. But I think it's like
we'll post it on
Sick Kids or something like that.
Awesome.
Yeah. Something
See,
nice.
Cool stuff. And then, Miss Avery with the flight aviation simulation. That's awesome. Like, that's cool, right? Because they used to be teachers, and now they're teaching us. Like, it's cute. Oh, the cosplay contest and Quest for the Best Narbo.
So the Quest for the Best Narbo, I'm assuming it's just like a trivia thing?
I don't know.
Like,
you can do, do that.
You know what? I don't want to be part of it, but I do want to write the questions for it.
We'll see. Email somebody.
Yeah.
the Degrassi escape room? Is that like the episode where Lucy was in with Mr. Colby? Like, what? No, I'm good. I don't want to go in a room when I have to escape it. Have you ever done an escape room?
No.
I'm scared enough in my life. I don't know.
Okay, I just, like, I don't know exactly what it is. I kind of understand what escape rooms are, but I'm just picturing a Degrassi escape room. And just like you said, like, you know, one of the rooms is you have to escape Mr. Colby. Another room is where you have to escape, like, Liz's girlfriend's boyfriend.
Yes.
And then the guy. Not girlfriend, mother's boyfriend.
Yes.
And then another one's like where you have to escape, who else? Like,
Wheels.
Oh, Damien King. Damien King. Oh, yeah, Wheels is.
Wheels is. So you're in a, like, you're in. Yeah, you're in a car and you're like, I gotta escape. So we prefer that escape room.
Yes.
So exhibitor. So Arlene.
Yay.
Love you, girl.
I will buy all of her products.
Oh my God. And she's like literally one of the nicest people mm-hmm. I've ever met.
Buy a pie.
She's insane. She's just a lovely girl. Woman. What a con. Love you, Arlene. Deadly Grounds Coffee Canada. Midnight Tailors. They're Tie Makers. And then Studio Comics.
Which I don't know what that is. I'm assuming maybe it's like an, I think maybe an artist that does Degrassi.
That's cool. That's
Degrassi
awesome.
Degrassi art or something? I don't know.
Well, that's cool about that is like I've only been to Comic-Con once, but like the sales part of it and the merch and people's fan art was the coolest part. I really like that. Okay, so we have fan input for what Degrassi's experience you're most looking forward to. Rosabelle faces chatting with the actors. Broomheads, twins. Show Me Your Riffs is Quest for the Best Narbo.
That'll be fun.
Alco stands schools out MST3K style, hopefully.
Oh, so that's Mystery Science Theater 3000. Have you watched that show before? Do you know what that is? It's more American. It never, like, I don't know if it ever really caught on in Canada, but I know about it because I like weird stuff.
Yeah.
And I love bad movies. And so it's basically like these people watch, you know, a bad movie and they just like, you know, heckle it and laugh about it.
Oh, like the stuff we go to.
Basically what we do.
There's a really good comedy night at the Comedy Bar in Toronto, people. It's called Guts for Laughs on a Monday. And they take a B movie and they do comedy to it. It's a blast.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, so
that's
what
she's blast. She's hoping that we'll do. And of course, I can say from like the different schools out screenings I've been to, that's exactly what it is. Some people can be kind of annoying. Not me though.
Never. Never. So the Edison twins can't choose.
Yeah.
Katie Hoglund, the Q&A sessions.
Me too.
Sherry Glinsky, the brunch sounds unique. I'm also looking forward to meeting people who love Degrassi as much as I do.
That's what I'm looking forward to, I think, more than the actors.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, I've met a lot of them and it's great and they're all very nice people. But
we all get to nerd
I'm excited
out.
To nerd out with other nerds and talk to other nerds.
Love it.
It's going to be great.
Okay, so
let's talk about the Lone Star.
Lone Star. I've been to have you been to a Lone Star before?
I don't think so.
It's like a Montana's kind of.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, you know.
But I'm not judging a DJ in a Montana's or Eastside Mario's. Can you imagine a DJ at Eastside Mario's? I'd do that. I'd just keep ordering bread. So
I guess it's like upstairs of the Lone Star. They're going to do a big, you know, dance party and karaoke thing after the school's out screening on the Saturday night.
Right.
And I don't know. I have hopes that it will be really Degrassi oriented where they have like a lot of the songs played from the shows and from School's Out. But I know I have this weird feeling that it's just going to be like some random wedding DJ playing 80s tunes.
Okay.
I don't know. I hope that's not
well,
what it
let's
is.
Get a request going. So, Katie interviewed everybody on
our
Instagram
social media.
Interview by asking a question. So Broomhead said Rachel Scully found "We Can Start Again" by Wendy Watson. I want that. Amazing.
Yeah.
Also, Rachel's discovery "Dancing on the Screen" by Lewis Mann and Moonlight Desires. Yes.
Okay. Just for when she's referring to Rachel, I'm just gonna put this out there. So this is super fan Rachel Scully. She compiled like a Degrassi Junior High soundtrack with like every song that she could find in an episode.
It's amazing.
And it's awesome.
Love it.
It's so good. So if you want to hear all these songs, and I'll totally get you pumped for Degrassi Palooza.
Yeah.
It's, you have to look up The Whammies Rule. That's her like name on YouTube. Or you can just look up Degrassi Junior High Music and you'll be able to find it. It's really good.
It's awesome. Edison Twins said Cosmetics or Moonlight Desires. I completely agree.
Yes.
Katie Hoglund, Moonlight Desires.
By Gowan. We should
imagine if Gowan showed up.
I think Gowan should show up at the Lone Star and like,
oh my god,
a like surprise concert.
So now Clutch,
our hopes are so high.
So now Gowan and Clutch are coming back to our hotel room. Sorry, Katie. I'm just teasing. Yeah. Sherry Galinsky, I love this girl. Maybe remixes of Everybody Wants Something. Amazing. And then Rachel Scully, not sure about the dance party, for I don't really drink. That's okay, Rachel.
I think like it doesn't matter if you drink or not. It's hopefully going to still be
check
fine.
It out. If you don't, you know, it's all good.
I mean, we'll be drinking.
So Katie, what do you want to hear?
Okay. So a big part of Degrassi was Harum Scarum,
right?
A Canadian band. And I really want to hear Love Reaction, which is in Schools Out. It's kind of the opening for Schools Out at Lucy's party.
Yep.
Another one is by Harum Scarum. Don't Give Your Heart Away,
which
is that wonderful montage of Woodbine Beach in Schools Out where like Tessa and Joey are running in the water, and then you see Caitlin and Joey.
I literally live like a 2 minute, I don't live, so I work a 2 minute walk from there too.
Oh my gosh.
I could reenact that every day on my lunch hour. I might.
Yeah. Hard to Love is also a Harum Scarum song I want to hear, and it's the Tessa Campanelli and Joey making out in the Girard Square parking lot song.
Yeah.
Every time I'm at Girard Square, that song just goes
through
my head.
Should do a tour of that. They should bus tour that.
Totally. They totally should.
Images in Vogue Like a Fool.
Yeah.
And then we mentioned Dancing on the Screen and We Can Start Again.
Yeah. And those, Dancing on the Screen and We Can Start Again are just classic Degrassi dance songs, like played at the Degrassi dances. So you kind of,
you got to have
hope,
to do it.
Hope that they would play that.
Yeah. So another question was, how far are you traveling? Katie and I are traveling the farthest, because if you only understood the traffic from here.
Yeah.
No, I'm just teasing. Alabama.
Yeah.
1,000 miles.
Yeah.
Montreal. Miles. New Jersey. Hawaii. Wild. 18 hours, but depends how fast you drive. Love you. California and Washington.
And you know what? I know from like the Degrassi communities online, there are people coming from Australia, which is absolutely crazy.
I love it.
I don't know, like, if Degrassi was Australian, would I travel all the way to Australia for Degrassi Palooza?
Yeah, but you're Troll 2 stuff. You went to Utah.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're passionate about something.
I've done crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I probably would.
No, why not? If you had the, you know, when you're younger and, or, you know, if you've got the money to do it now, why not do it?
Do it.
Fan input. Is there one location on Degrassi that you would wish to visit? Where would it be?
Yeah, so if you're traveling from all these different locations, I know, like, yeah, we're going to be at a convention by the airport, but say you have an extra day or two, like, you really should go to Leslieville.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of the scenes were shot. If you need any advice, go to Degrassi Panthers blog.
Yeah.
Put a lot of the addresses and where to find the places. Or talk to us, and we will help you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, there are a lot of different places. And a lot of people, when I ask this question online, they're just excited about the schools.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the schools. You have to go to the schools.
It's the house of Degrassi, right?
Yeah.
Somebody
said, I've been on the bus tour and signed up again. Wow. Being near the sign was amazing. Being on the steps and on the front lawn of Degrassi Junior High was amazing.
Love it.
It's changed a lot within the past couple years. They put up a fence. They tore down the gymnasium. It looks different, but it's still the same.
It's still the bones.
Yeah, it'll still be exciting.
And Mike Balaban. Oh, sorry, yes. Katie. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
Oh, Mike Balaban, Withrow Avenue.
So
public school.
Withrow Avenue Public School. He let us know that the exteriors of the school were shot in the Kids of Degrassi episode, Liz Sits the Schlegels. But the thing is, I went to Withrow Public School for the first time ever just a couple weeks ago for a meeting for work. And I saw the retaining wall outside of Withrow Public School. It's the wall that you see in the episode of Degrassi Junior High, Trust Me.
Okay.
Where Joey's driving and they're all freaking out in the car. You're like, oh, there's a stop sign. You'll see this giant retaining wall. And it was painted at the time and it actually looked pretty nice. But today it looks awful.
Right.
It just looks so run down. And I was thinking, I want to do a project where I try to get the retaining wall fixed up and they make a Degrassi mural out of it.
I love it.
And I'm like, I should contact my city councilor.
You know what? Why not? Because it's iconic. It's Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's getting to the age now, too, where they loved it and are talking about it, what we're doing now. Obviously, this palooza is happening because people are excited about it and cared about it.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
And it will, no matter what, it'll look way better than what's there now, which is nothing but, like, falling apart wall.
You know what you should do? Just a huge mural of Joey
driving.
No. Banging Tessa in the dresser parking lot.
Joking. I don't know if the neighbors would go for that. But no, regardless, it's going to make the neighborhood look pretty. And it could be a tourist attraction, too.
And it's Canadian history.
Yeah.
Love it, Katie. Yeah. I love it. Okay. What we'll do is that'll be on our to-do list for next thing, a new project.
Oh, and Rachel Scully said she wanted to visit the Playing With Time production company.
Which is the actual building. Yeah, which is at Queen and Carlaw. And it is called Good Neighbor. It's this like gorgeous little store,
mm-hmm.
Right in Leslieville. I actually used to live like 2 seconds from there. But you know what? A lot of people mentioned that building. I asked a couple people and they're like, oh yeah, it's the old Degrassi production.
Yeah,
it's wild.
Cool.
All right, so let's talk money.
Okay, so prices. So just to get a single photo, like this isn't autograph. This is just to get a photo with somebody.
Just a photo. For example, Billy Parrott, Katie put in brackets.
So it's $25.
Okay.
Single autograph,
yep.
$25.
Yep.
Full group autograph with one printed photo. So basically you'd get a printout photo and you get around five people. I think it's five. To autograph it and it would be $70. The lunch buffet is $50. And it's in speed dating
format. That's a good deal.
And there's a recording session that you could do. So, like, let's pretend Linda and I wanted to record with Claude.
So we...
For 10 minutes, we could pay $50. And we would get an autograph and a selfie.
Yeah.
So we should do a GoFundMe for that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I'm ready to pay for that.
So for my birthday, Katie got me the Degrassi ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's awesome and she knows I'm always broke. And she's volunteering for the event. So it's like even if I had the money, and I'm different, like I'm a different fan than you. It'd feel weird for me to just be like, oh, here, talk to me for 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and awesome. If there are people that you wanted to meet, that's great. But
yeah.
But maybe someone wants her, like, maybe someone wants to ask questions and maybe they won't be available again, you know?
Yeah.
You never know.
You want that personal experience.
You want that personal experience. So you know what?
Then go for it. Well, and also the recorded session, are the people at Degrassi Palooza recording it for you? Or are you expected to bring something to record it? I'm assuming it's...
You just bring your stenographer?
You bring your stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
What will you be purchasing, Katie asked, and what do you guys think of prices?
So I didn't put names beside these because, like, you know, it's kind of critical, so I don't want...
We
don't name and shame. So I'll just read some of the quotes. Somebody said, price was a deterrent. Another person said, they'll purchase about 1 to 4 photo ops. She said, I'm poor, and since it's cash only, I can't charge it either. I want to add that I'm kind of scared and intimidated by the pricing. I want them to make money, but I also want to be able to interact with the cast without a transaction every time.
Yeah.
So that's a good point because a lot of times, I haven't been to many conventions, but there's always that opportunity that you're just going to be able to walk up to somebody at their table and say, hey, you know,
yeah,
it's, you know, you made a difference in my life or whatever.
Yeah.
And you don't have to pay them for anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just cool.
And I agree with her. I want them to get all the money. Like,
mm-hmm.
But this is, I mean, a lot of us live in Toronto, and Toronto's, well, it's not even a Toronto, it's just not, in general, you know, in general.
Are coming from out of town and paying a lot of money to stay here, so it's a lot, right? Someone put, meh, it seems overpriced. The only one thing I might do is a pick of Spike and Liz.
You gotta treat yourself. Someone, like, we're not saying not treat yourself, but...
Someone just did thumbs down. Like a thumbs down emoji.
Like straight up.
And someone else said that they're glad that it's come down. So, like, it was, like, the ticket prices were, I think, 200 when they first went on sale, but then... I don't know if, like, Pat got some complaints or something, but basically it's down now to 100. It depends on what, like, level you're buying at, but just general admission kind of thing. So, yeah, it's good that he put it down.
That's, yep.
Yeah.
Already have photos from Comic-Con, willing to buy some merch.
Cool. Someone said, I did treat myself to VIP. I've never been to a Comic-Con, so I gave nothing to, or I have nothing to compare to it. I feel like it's money well spent for every memorable week, or for a very memorable weekend.
Love it. And that's true, too. That's nice that people care and want to spend that.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of stuff to pay for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the venue.
The whole venue is like probably a lot.
Yep. And then the last comment was, if I was able to attend, I think the prices are more than fair. That's great. That's awesome.
So you get a bit of a mix there.
Yep.
I also asked, if you're not attending Degrassi Palooza, why? I just wanted to know, like, what's the thing that's holding people back? Someone said it's too far away.
Yep.
Button Machine said, I'm leaving for Japan that weekend. Can't say Japan. So, Button Machine, I just want to do a shout out.
Button Machine.
Look him up on Instagram at Button Machine. He's a Toronto artist that does, art that's based on Toronto.
Yeah.
A lot of t-shirts and buttons and, just different Toronto swag. And he's made the coolest, Degrassi shirt I've ever seen. It's like a Ramones.
Yeah.
Degrassi or Zit Remedy shirt. I ordered it. Mine's in the mail. I'm excited.
See?
So anyways, yeah. So it's too bad he can't come because that would be cool. I wish that he could like go and sell some of his merch.
Yeah, so. But he is going to Japan.
He's going to Japan. That's pretty cool, too.
He's doing all right.
He's got a good excuse.
Yeah. The price of everything. Airfare, hotel, transportation, plus the actual event. Wow. And then someone else said too expensive. So opinions are all over the place, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Fans were most excited to meet. Broomheads.
Yeah. So this is for us.
Oh, this is for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are the people we're excited to meet other than the actors. There are certain people who listen to the podcast or are involved in the Degrassi online community.
And Katie knows that we've
never met before. And it's super exciting because a lot of these people are traveling from very far away places.
Yeah.
So it's cool. So Broomheads Katie, she does the Degrassi fashion blog.
Amazing.
She's coming from Alabama. That's really cool.
Her new Instagram stuff too with the tampon. Did you see that?
Yes, the tampon. That's,
girl, keep it up. That was cool.
So good. In Love with a Girl Named Spike podcast. So I was recently on an episode that they recorded. It's Mike, Rick, and Hannah who record the podcast together, and they're super fun. I enjoy listening to their podcast.
So awesome.
They plan to be there. Kicked in the Broomhead, Jason. So if you're not following Kicked in the Broomhead on Instagram, I recommend you do that
immediately.
He just makes really, really, really silly Degrassi memes.
Awesome.
And he's coming from California.
That's amazing.
Rachel Scully, of course, it'll be great to see you because you're such a super fan and you know.
So originally we thought of recording a podcast in the hotel pool. We were thinking about recreating, the swim meet.
Yes.
But the pool's closed.
Yeah.
It's so closed.
When we ordered our hotel room for the night, we found out that the pool's closed. So I don't know. Hopefully we make time. Sorry, Linda's cat just jumped up on the table. This is not the first time she jumped up on the table tonight.
This one we couldn't get
away. See if you can listen back and figure out when the other time is that she jumped on the table. I don't even remember where I was. Oh, yeah. So we wanted to record a podcast at the pool and try to get like a girls versus boys swim competition going. But yeah, so when I called to make the reservation, they said that the pool is closed under renovations until like July, so no podcast at the pool, but hopefully we can record something maybe in a hotel room.
Or we could fill up the bathtub and see where it goes.
Or bring this to the Lone Star.
Yeah.
No, true I don't enough. Think that's going to happen.
So what we're really excited about is the cosplay.
Yeah.
I have a really funny idea, and I'm super pumped about it. Mm-hmm. And so does Katie. So yeah. I'm like...
I'm having a hard time, though. I keep on going to thrift stores and not finding what I want to find.
It's okay. It always comes together. It always comes together. And then, yeah, so we were thinking about different ideas. We're talking about Miss Avery, but there's no way it's happening because she's a perfect
specimen. She's just like specimen. This goddess that you can't recreate, so.
And then we had one of my ideas one night was a costume of a Mr. Raditz in a bathrobe. And then you painted like a mural, like a piece of like Bristol board behind that had a tree and like all the toilet paper in the tree.
I didn't realize how elaborate this was. Oh
it always God. Is. Yeah. That might be a bit too much. And then Doris Bell. We thought about being Doris Bell. Then we realized that we're both Doris Bell.
We are Doris Bells.
And then Broomheads just did like a last shout out here. Made a video of cosplay ideas. Search up Katie of the Night on YouTube, Degrassi cosplay ideas, Degrassi Palooza and beyond. Super excited.
Super funny video.
I'm excited to kind of hang out. I've never really been to anything like this before aside from Comic-Con.
But to be honest, like I haven't really been to anything like this before either, where it's like you're going to this event that's like kind of like a Comic-Con, but then you're also sleeping over and you're partying at the Lone Star.
It's not going to be bad.
Regardless, this is going to be like such an experience.
We're already having a good time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everyone, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
It's nice to get back in the groove again. Thanks for being patient with us. And yeah. We can't wait to see you.
Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Make sure to say hi if you see us at Degrassi Palooza.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.